I think so. Oisin, I think, you know, at the end of the day, the league starts in a couple of weeks' time, and we're down in Killarney. You need to get preparation, and you need to look at players. And, you know, if we weren't playing in the McKenna Cup, we would be going out there looking for challenge games. And, you know, nothing beats a competitive match. And from our point of view, the McKenna Cup, that's exactly what we're using the McKenna Cup for.
Time maybe to change the structure of it, or how, if they're going to keep it as a time, maybe to change the style of running it, so maybe we can avoid situations like what there was at the weekend, and maybe is there protocols in place that matches need to be called off earlier if there's any sort of doubt over it?
Well, listen, if the league's and it looks like they're going to keep the league the last weekend in January, the first round of league games, then, you know, the McKenna Cup, to me, is an ideal preparation for any team winning international league, to look at players to see exactly where they're at early on in the year. Listen, it's not to be all and end all if you go out and win it, but you want to see where you're at, basically, and you want to get looking at some new lads going in a competitive arena. And that's exactly what we've done. Listen, it wasn't ideal last Sunday, to be quite honest. It was very, very late today to call the game off, you know, especially for supporters travelling long distances. And far from ideal, but listen, it's January and you're going to get this.
Well, listen, Declan, you've still got two games to play this month before the, at least two games anyway, before the league gets underway. Fermanagh is the latest opposition. Rory Gallagher making a return to Balbuffet. They've got 2-1 from two. A closer game against Queens for them at the weekend. What do you know of Fermanagh in this early part of the year? What sort of game are you expecting to come from them, Declan?
Listen, I think it'll be a very tough game, no doubt. I think that, you know, Rory has got the squad together and they're looking forward to the league, the National League also, and they have a very strong squad, to be quite honest, and some very, very good players. And you look at, you know, full back, you have your man Cullen playing full back, and you have Donnelly in the middle of the field that has been possibly will play along with Ryan Jones. And being up front, you have Sean Quigley, who's a very, very good player, Connell Jones, and also making a return last weekend was Sean Quigley's brother Seamus. So listen, they have a good squad there, and it'll be a good test for these young lads going out on Wednesday evening. And again, it's a test, and we want to see these boys see how to cope.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say too, Rory Gallagher will know a lot more about Donegal than maybe Declan Butter knows about Fermanagh. Is that a fair enough statement?
Yeah,
is it?
Sometimes, I mean, at the end of the day, you basically mean we'll be going out concentrating on our end and getting our game right, and, you know, seeing what we can bring to the table, and that's what we're looking for. Listen, okay, you have to analyse the opposition, that's part and parcel of the game, but, you know, we're more concerned about how we play and how we adapt and how we go about our business, and that's what we're looking for tomorrow night.
You made three changes to the team that was due to start in Clonus. There's going to be a couple of more tomorrow night, is there, Declan?
Well, we'll probably have a couple more come back into the squad. Whether they start or not would be another thing, but Owen Vann comes back into the squad, and Liam McLoone hasn't played any football since Niamh Connell were knocked out of the championship. He's been in training over the last number of months, and looking forward maybe to getting him game time now tomorrow night. So yeah, from that point of view, as I said, I mean, that's what the McKenna Cup's for, and it's getting some of these guys back on the pitch now in preparation for the National League coming up at the end of January.